Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. It is March 6th on a Wednesday and I'm in my car like usual and it's 5:48 a.m. Woke up about 4:15, going through the word, praying, drinking my coffee. Now I'm about to get going towards the gym. It's 61 degrees. It's nice and cool here in the deep south. And I love this weather. It's one of those things, like, when the cold comes, by the time the summer, at least for me, by the time the summer gets here, I'm ready for the heat and the pool and the just summer. And then towards the end of the summer, I'm like, I'm ready for it to cool down, you know? Like, we always, I don't know, I like the variation is what I'm trying to say. Southern California didn't have a variation. I mean, the weather was great, 72 to 76 degrees every day. But there's no variation, so I actually do like the weather here in the deep south. But as we continue on, you know what, this has come to be studied through the Gospel of Matthew. Just, if you guys, I think you guys have probably noticed, as we're going through, you know, I started in Matthew and I kind of just ended up staying in Matthew, and we're just kind of going through, you know, the birth of Christ and the words of Jesus, the actions of Jesus. And we've just been in Matthew this whole season. I think we're on episode 54 this morning, just going through Matthew. Now, we're not going through every verse, but we're going through some of the main points. We're emphasizing some things that Jesus said, some truths that he proclaimed, and some actions that he took. So, speaking of that, before I start driving, I'm going to read the verses. My car's warming up here. It says, when Jesus entered the house, a blind man came to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" A couple men that were blind. And they said to him, "Yes, Lord." And then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, be it done to you." And their eyes were opened. Pulling out of the driveway. One sec. So I love this because the blind man came to Jesus, right? And they were willing. Now Jesus was in the house. He was in the same vicinity as them, but you know, the blind man didn't sit there hoping he would come to them. They came up to him. And I think, I mean, personally, that this is a demonstration of their faith as well. You know, God works with his kids who are willing. Like, if you're unwilling to do whatever God tells you, then you're going to be very limited in the ways in which God's going to use you for his glory. And that's why I titled this episode, "Yes, Lord." So I'm opening my windows so I can see. Okay, "Yes, Lord," right? "Yes, Lord." It's the best thing to say to the Lord, you know? "Yes, Lord, whatever you want. Are you willing to be cleansed? Are you willing to be healed? Yes, Lord." Whatever the Lord asks, I think one of the best answers that we can give is "Yes, Lord." Even, think about this, even when he says no. Even when we don't like the answer to our prayer. Like when he says wait. We want to say no initially. Because no one likes waiting, right? I don't know anyone who likes waiting. We like going forward. We like seeing progress. So even when God says, wait, you're in a holding pattern, you're not in either of the rooms yet, you're in the hallway, just wait and pray. But I just don't want, wait and pray. Okay. Yes, Lord. Even when God says no. I mean, what if these two guys came up to him and asked him, he said, "Now's not the time." You know what I'm saying? Like, that would be difficult. Now's not the time for healing. Just trust me right now. I mean, think about Paul with a thorn in his side. Like, it wasn't the time. It wasn't the time for healing. But you know, Paul continued on in the faith, didn't he? He continued to do his missionary work. He continued to preach the gospel. He continued to do work for the Lord. He continued to serve the Lord. He continued to proclaim truths that he knew would transform. It didn't stop him, is what I'm trying to say. See, when we say no, Lord, I'm not going to do that, then again, we're limiting the ways in which God can use us. And more importantly and more intensely, we're disobeying God, right? We want to obey the Lord in whatever he's calling us to do. Sometimes there's, you know, and we've failed. Like, we're human. We're in this flesh. There have been times where we failed, when we should have said, God said to do that, and I didn't. God said to go forward, and I didn't. God said to talk to that person, and I didn't. There are times. But again, we know that there's grace for that. God has grace for us in those ways in which we've failed and fell short, right? So that's important to remember, too. But typically, and on a normative basis, like, we should say, yes, Lord, whatever he's calling us to, wherever he's calling us, whoever he's calling us to talk to, whatever tasks that he says, this is what I want you to do, we should, with confidence in him, we should simply say, yes, Lord. And I can't talk about this without mentioning Isaiah. No one else will go and do the work of the Lord and preach to the people. But what did Isaiah say? Send me. Send me. I'll go. No one else will go. No one else is willing. I'll do it. You know, that is the kind of heart that God, I believe, that God is looking for. You see it all throughout Scripture. So these guys said, yes, Lord, and they were healed. And it was because of their faith. And God's timing at that point was perfect. It was the right timing. So you think about it, you know, Jesus doesn't just heal everyone all the time, every day. He didn't, you know, go to all the crowds and just go, I'm going to heal everyone at once. Everyone close your eyes. Boom, done. Now, there were points where people came up to him and everyone who came up to him were healed. But at the same time, we have to understand that God, you know, Jesus didn't heal everyone all the time. It's according to God's will and God's ways and God's timing, right? But the point is, let our hearts be willing to do whatever God wants us to do, to say whatever God wants us to say, to be and to stay in the middle of the mission that he has for us. And I think that's why these two words are so important. When God calls us to something or speaks to our hearts, that we just say, yes, Lord. It's just a sign of spiritual maturity. It's a sign of obedience to the one who created us and is sustaining us and is leading us every single day. Amen. Hey, well, God bless you guys. I hope you have an amazing Wednesday. Praying for you guys. Love you guys. We'll talk to you soon.